get ready to listen and learn. It's time to play on Dana's Music Playground. Dana needs your help to wind up Jingle, the magic music box, and figure out the words of the day. There's lots of music and games in store, so what are we waiting for? Let's bring in our favorite host. Here's Dana.
Everybody gather around, it's Dana's Music Playground.
Hey, it's you. Hi, it's me, Miss Dana. I'm so glad you're here at Dana's Music Playground. We're going to have tons of fun today and listen to lots of cool songs. So let's get ready and open up our listening ears. Put a finger and a thumb on each ear, and on the count of three, give them a little wiggle and open them up. Okay, are your fingers on your ears? All right, let's do it. One, two, three, wiggle and open those listening ears. Hey, mine are open. Are yours? We are definitely ready to listen, learn, and have some fun today. Oh, and our magic music box, Jingle, is here too. I wonder what Jingle is going to play for us today. Let's wind up our magic music box and see if Jingle will open and play with us. Put your hand on the handle with me and get ready to help me wind. Let's wind up Jingle three times. All right, are you ready to wind and help me count? Here we go. One, two, three. Hey, Jingle's open. Everybody say hi, Jingle. Hi, Jingle. Jingle, the kiddos and I are ready to hear some music. So, play it, Jingle. Jingle, that was a cool song. Jingle just played the song Habitat by Fire Dog. It's from their album Endangered Species Project. A habitat is the place where an animal naturally lives. Every animal has their own habitat, the place in the world where they have everything they need to live and grow. Ooh, kiddos, do you think habitat might be Jingle's first word of the day? Yeah? Well, let's ask Jingle. Jingle, is habitat your first word of the day? Yes, that's it. Habitat. Let's put that word in our thinking cap so we'll remember it. Habitat. Got it. So I think Jingle is going to play songs about the different places animals live today. Ooh, I love learning about animals. Don't you, kiddos? We're ready to listen and learn with another song. So, play it, Jingle.
Two buck teeth, paddling feet, lakes and marshes, that's my beat. Fat and round, my fur is brown, I burrow way down underground. In my lodge, I'm safe and sound. I swim for miles and dive with style. I'm a muskrat. In my freshwater habitat, I wake up hungry, search for food. Breakfast, lunch, I'm in the mood for lush aquatic vegetation. Frogs or fish on rare occasion. Staying alive's my occupation. I don't have time to take vacation. I'm a muskrat, living in my habitat. Yeah, just a muskrat in my freshwater habitat.
Jingle. That was Marla Lewis teaching us about muskrats with her song Muskrat Rap. You can find it on Marla's album, We All Laugh in the Same Language. Muskrats live in freshwater wetlands. They're a lot like beavers, but quite a bit smaller. Muskrats and beavers both build their homes in the water with mud, sticks, and logs. Hey, Jingle, I have a song about beavers. It's called Let's Build a Dam. Hey, kiddos, do you want to hear it? Yeah? Well, then remember what we say. What do we say to Jingle? We say, play it, Jingle. Okay, let's say it together. Ready? Play it, Jingle.
go. That water wants to move, we gotta stop the flow. We all work together in this beaver colony to make a lodge a home for our friends and family.
We need sticks and stones, leaves and logs, mud, mud, mud to build a dam. We use our iron teeth to chew, chew, chew through big tall trees.
They fall in timber, we're busy beavers hard at work. Boom, boom, bam, let's build a dam. All night. Our home is a construction site. We can hide inside our dam, safely in our den. But if we hear a leak is sprung, back to work again.
We need sticks and stones, leaves and logs, mud, mud, mud to build a dam. We use our iron teeth to chew, chew, chew through big tall trees.
They fall in timber. Beavers hard at work. Boom, boom, bam, let's build a dam. We know how to get things done with nature's engineers. Boom, boom, bam, let's build a dam. Water habitat for fish, ducks, and frogs. Yeah, they're happy about that. We share our beaver pond and make a neighborhood for all. Watch out for falling trees if you ever hear us call.
Timber, we're busy beavers, hard at work. Boom, boom, bam, let's build a dam.
Saying that. Let's say it together. Ready? Boom, boom, bam! Let's build a dam. Thanks for playing my song, Let's Build a Dam, Jingle. It's on my album called A Place to Call Home. So wetlands are the habitat or home of beavers and muskrats, and also fish, frogs, snakes, turtles, and lots of birds. Let's put on our thinking caps and see if we can guess Jingle's next word of the day. My thinking cap is on. Is yours? All right, let's think. Where do muskrats and beavers live? Right, wetlands. Do you think that wetlands could be Jingle's next word of the day? Let's find out. Jingle, is wetlands our next word of the day? Hey, we got it, kiddos. Good thinking. My friend Jazzy Ash has a Superfund song about salmon. Salmon are fish that live in the water, too. But salmon don't live in wetlands. They live in rivers and the ocean. Hey, Jingle, let's learn about salmon with Jazzy Ash. Play it, Jingle.
To live my life in the sea.
You're listening to Dana's Music Playground on Jump 105.3.
We just heard Jazzy Ash singing Salmon Song from her album, Home. Isn't it neat how salmon are born in the river, then go out to the ocean to live, and then return to the river? My friend Joni Leeds has a song about a sea cow. Now, sea cows are way different than the cows that live on farms. But just like salmon, they live and swim in both rivers and the sea, the ocean. Jingle, please play Joni's song, Sea Cow, from her album, What a Zoo.
With a face only a mother can love, like an elephant in the sea not above. And they eat and they eat and they eat 8 hours a day. And they swim and they swim and they swim through warm water waves. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save a Florida manatee. This gentle giant scares the fishies away. 1,000 pounds looks scary, but be not afraid. Cause they eat and they eat and they eat, but only the greens. And they swim and they swim and they swim in warm water seas. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save a Florida manatee. It's too cold in Alaska, it's too cold in DC. It's too cold in New Jersey. What these manatees need is to eat, swim, swim and eat. Eat, swim, swim and eat. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida manatee. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida manatee.
That was Joni Leeds and her song, Sea Cow. Did you know that sea cows are also called manatees? And we know that their habitat or home is both in the ocean and rivers. Hey, Jingle, how about adding ocean and river to our words about animal habitats? Great! So now we have habitat, wetlands, ocean, and river. Tuck those words into your thinking caps, kiddos, so we'll remember them all.
Penguins and possum, crabs and owls and ducks, lobsters and whales, elephants and fox. There's a home for every creature in Mother Nature's house. All these penguins, lobsters, possum, ducks, and fox. Well, lots of animals live in the forest, and lots of animals live in lakes. So take good care of the land and the water, so all the animals can have a happy day. When they're swimming in the sea or flying tree to tree, they depend on you and me. Squirrels and otters, raccoons, deer and cranes, birds and chipmunks, fish and bears and snakes. There's a home for every creature. Isn't nature great? All these squirrels and fish and birds, raccoons and snakes. Well, lots of animals live in the forest, and lots of animals live in lakes. So take good care of the land and the water, so all the animals can have a happy day. When they're swimming in the sea or flying tree to tree, they depend on you and me. Bullfrogs and dolphins, monkeys and blue jays, moose and lynx and pandas, even stingrays. There's a home for every creature, watch them as they play. All these dolphins, pandas, monkeys and blue jays. Oh, all these dolphins, pandas, monkeys and blue jays. Lots of animals live in the forest, and lots of animals live in lakes. So take good care of the land and the water, so all the animals can have a happy day. When they're swimming in the sea or flying tree to tree, they depend on you and me. When they're swimming in the sea or flying tree to tree, they depend on you and me.
Jingle, thanks for playing A Home for Every Creature by my buddy Bradley Weaver. It's from Bradley's album Songs for Shirley and Other Children. I love that Bradley's song reminds us that we need to do our part to help the animals by protecting their habitats. So, where is another place or habitat that animals live? Oh! I know a place where lots of animals live. We don't always see them, but there are animals living right under our feet, under our yards, under our street, underground. I was thinking about how many animals dig tunnels underground and wondering if there are any traffic jams in all those tunnels. Here's my song, Underground Traffic Jam, from my album, A Place to Call Home. Play it, Jingle.
Digging, 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 digging. There's a whole lot happening underneath the ground. You really wouldn't know it 'cause you never hear the sound. But there's digging being done, hidden from the sun. All kinds of creatures moving dirt by the ton. Tunnels heading east, tunnels heading west. All of them are leading to a burrow or a nest. Digging, 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 digging. Here's your traffic report from beneath the lawn. Coming to you twice a day at dusk and dawn. Everybody's moving, it's time to get some eats. Rush hour is picking up on underground streets. Bunnies heading east, gophers heading west. All of them are coming from a burrow or a nest. We got a traffic, underground traffic jam. Traffic, things are moving slow. We got traffic, traffic down below. Honk, honk, beep, beep, oh, let's go. Digging, 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 digging. There's a bottleneck backing up squirrels over here. They're carrying acorns to last them all year. Hamsters are heading for a hold up down south, 'cause the chipmunks are chilling, stuffing nuts in their mouth. We got nose to tail traffic from a whole bunch of moles. They all keep stopping to dig more holes. We got a traffic, underground traffic jam. Traffic, things are moving slow. We got traffic, traffic down below. Honk, honk, beep, beep, come on, let's go.
Things in knots over on Gopher Way. Try Meerkat Road instead and avoid change. We have reports of a skunk spray. Best to steer clear of that area until, well, until the area clears. Then we have a burrowing owl over on Route 20 invading a prairie dog burrow. Who knows when that one will clear up? Oh, and red fox alert in the Rabbit Warren District. Use alternate routes.
Digging, 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 digging. Okay, things are moving nicely, everybody's up top. Picking up dinner at Mother Nature's shop. Oh no, here we go, it's starting to rain. Everybody's dashing to the HOV lane. Bound for their burrows where it's safe and sound. We got another gridlock underground. We got a traffic underground traffic jam. Traffic, things are moving slow. We got traffic, traffic down below. Honk, honk, beep, beep, come on, let's go. Got a traffic, underground traffic jam. Traffic, things are moving slow. We got traffic, traffic down below. Honk, honk, beep, beep, come on, let's go. Digging, 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 digging.
We got a woodchuck chucking wood and up on Groundhog Lane, and the worms are winding down their evening wiggle under the earthworm underpass. Best to take exit 7 and use the burrow beltway. And just a reminder, Ant Hill Boulevard is closed due to the annual Ant March. Follow the new traffic pattern signs and stay in line. A family of ferrets is distracting downtown traffic with their traditional weasel war dance. Those guys do know how to put on a show, but seriously, folks, your eyes on the road.
Digging.
Yep.
Digging.
There's a raccoon blocking up
digging
the northbound high occupancy lane.
Digging.
Backups
digging
are building.
Digging. 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 Digging.
This is Dana's Music Playground, the Little Kiddo Radio Show.
Yep. I bet there are lots of traffic jams happening in all those underground tunnels. After all, there are moles, groundhogs, rabbits, snakes, chipmunks and squirrels, gophers, hamsters, skunks, and even owls, all digging and living in tunnels underground. Kiddos, do you think underground might be another word of the day? You think? Let's ask Jingle. Jingle, is underground another animal habitat word of the day? Yay! We got another one, kiddos. Good thinking. Put the word underground right in your thinking cap. Jingle, please play a song that will give us a hint for another place that animals live. Now help me say it, kids. What do we say? Right, we say play it, Jingle. Here we go. Play it, Jingle.
Down on Grandpa's farm there is a big brown cow. Down on Grandpa's farm there is a big brown cow. The cow, it sounds a lot like this. The cow, it sounds a lot like this. We're on our way.
On our way
to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way.
On our way
to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm there is a big pink pig. Down on Grandpa's farm there is a big pink pig. The pig, it sounds a lot like this. The pig, it sounds a lot like this.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little red rooster. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little red rooster. The rooster, it sounds a lot like this. The rooster, it sounds a lot like this.
We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way
to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little white duck. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a little white duck. The duck, it sounds a lot like this. the duck, it sounds a lot like this. We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a black and white skunk. Down on Grandpa's farm, there is a black and white skunk. The skunk, it smells a lot like this. The skunk, it smells a lot like this.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. We're on our way.
We're on our way.
On our way to Grandpa's farm. Go ahead, Paul.
Good one, Jingle. Jingle just gave us a hint for another word of the day with the song Down on Grandpa's Farm by my friend Wayne Potash from his album Yodel for a Fish. So, kiddos, what do you think Jingle's next word of the day could be? Where's another place that animals live? Yep, I think that's it. A farm. Lots and lots of different animals live on farms. Jingle, is farm your next word of the day? Right. Cows, ducks, sheep, horses, goats, pigs, chickens, and even more animals live on farms. Oh, and I just thought of one more teeny tiny little animal that you can sometimes find in barns on farms. Can you guess what that teeny little animal might be, kiddos? Here's Hey Dubby with the answer.
Señor, that fly is mine.
No, that is my fly. You cannot touch, nor touch, it is mine.
No, señor, step away. I may horses are too fast for you. I'm a spider and I'm riding a horse.
No.
Handle, handle, ipa, ipa, ipa. Hurry up.
Wait for me.
I'm a spider.
I'm a spider.
I'm a spider.
I'm a spider.
I'm a
spider. Spiders weave their webs and live in barns on farms, in houses or outside, in habitats like deserts or forests, almost anywhere, even in backyards. Hey, speaking of backyards, I love to watch the birds flying around my backyard. I wrote a little song about the different colored birds that I see flying and building nests up in the trees. Jingle, will you please play my song, Bluebird? Bluebird, bluebird, pretty bluebird, how I love to hear you sing. I'd like to fly up in the sky and take a ride upon your wing. Blackbird, blackbird, pretty blackbird, how I love to hear you sing. I'd like to fly up in the sky and take a ride upon your wing. Inside your nest. Redbird, redbird, pretty redbird, how I love to hear you sing. I'd like to fly up in the sky and take a ride. Plenty of room up in the sky for every color bird to fly. Different melodies echo on the breeze and ring out from your home up in the trees.
You're listening to Dana's Music Playground on Jump 105.3.
So where do birds live? Right, in nests. And they fly in the sky. Jingle, how about adding nests and sky to our list of words about the places where animals live? Let's remember all of Jingle's words about animal habitats. Are they still in your thinking caps, kiddos? Let's see. We have wetlands, oceans and rivers, underground, farms, and now nests in the sky. And all of those places are habitats.
Wallaby, koala or kuwari, numbat, wombat, wallaroo, kaluta or a kangaroo,
out in the outback,
the Australian outback. Lots of marsupials, the mothers are no slouches. They carry their babies around in their pouches.
Out in the outback,
the Australian outback.
Out in the outback,
the Australian outback. You might see a kakara turtle, a fluffy glider or a quoll, Tasmanian devil or a twan, bandicoot, bilby or baton.
Walkabout, the walkabout,
the Australian walkabout.
Walkabout, the walkabout,
the Australian walkabout. Australia is an island, a continent cut off by sea. Their animals are so unique, 'cause they evolve differently.
Out in the outback,
the Australian outback. Australian outback.
So cool. That song is called Out in the Outback, and it's by David and Jenny from Two of a Kind. You can find it on their album, We're All in This Together. That cool instrument we heard is called a didgeridoo. That's kind of hard to say. Can you say didgeridoo? One more time, didgeridoo. The country of Australia is actually the world's smallest continent, and the desert area in the middle is called the Australian Outback. Animals like lizards, snakes, dingoes, and even camels live in the outback, but my favorite is the kangaroo. Kangaroos are special. Their mamas carry around their babies in little pouches on their tummies. Oh, and kangaroos are the best jumpers. So, the Australian outback is definitely another animal habitat. Shall we add the Australian outback to our list of animal habitats, Jingle? The continent of Africa is also home to many animals. Here's a song from Sulina about one of my favorites, elephants.
Thank you. they like to be close to water. When elephants get afraid, they wave their trunk up and go.
Elephants are awesome animals. That was Sulina singing her song, Elephants in the Jungle. Some elephants do live in the jungle forests of Africa and Asia, but African elephants live on the African savanna, where they have lots of grass to eat. Let's put the African savanna in our thinking caps and add it to our list of animal habitats. What do you think, Jingle? I hope you're having fun learning about the animals and where they live with me and Jingle here on Dana's Music Playground. You can listen, learn, and play with us every weekday right here on Jump 105.3 at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll have a new show for you every Monday. And if you ever miss the live stream, you can always listen to all of our shows anytime at danasmusicplayground.com. And you can find a playlist of all the songs and artists that Jingle and I played there, too.
I have learned a lot about penguins. I know they don't live in France. They live near the South Pole, near the Antarctic Circle, and I can do the penguin dance. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride, and then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes. Oh, I've learned a lot about penguins. I know that they don't prance. They swim in the water and they eat fresh fish, and they waddle when they do their penguin dance. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride, and then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes. About penguins. I know they're much bigger than ants. The emperor is tall and the little blue is small, but they all can do the penguin dance. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride, and then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes.
use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride, and then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes.
Oh, I love, love, love penguins. We just heard The Penguin Song by Marcia Goodman Wood of Marcia and the Positrons from the album Gravity Vacation. Penguins live way down at the bottom of the Earth, near the South Pole in Antarctica. Hey, kiddos, do you think that Antarctica could be another animal habitat word of the day? Yeah, I think so too. What do you think, Jingle? So let's remember all of Jingle's words of the day. Do you still have them there in your thinking cap, kiddos? We started with wetlands, and then we added oceans and rivers, underground, farms, nests in the sky, the Australian outback, the African savanna, and now Antarctica. And all of those are just some of the animal habitats. Great job, kiddos, and great job, Jingle. Those were awesome words of the day. It was fun learning about all the places animals live.
This is Dana's Music Playground, the Little Kiddo Radio Show.
So, are your ears still open, kids? I think we have time for one more song. And since we've been learning about some of the places animals live, I was thinking about my song, A Place to Call Home. Not only do the animals need a safe place to call home, people do too.
Everybody needs that one place. Everybody needs a safe space. Everybody needs somewhere to be with their family. We all need a little nest, a cozy corner where we can rest. Every creature everywhere needs their own somewhere. A place to call home, home. A place to call home, home. A place to call home. We all need a way to stay warm, a shelter keeping us from the storm. Special spot we can stay to eat and play. We all need somewhere to belong, free to sing our own song. Every creature everywhere needs their own somewhere. A place to call home, home. A place to call.
Everybody needs that one place.
needs a safe space. Every creature everywhere needs their own somewhere. A place to call home. Yes, everyone, people and animals, need a place to call home. Thanks for playing the title song from my album, Jingle. There are lots of songs about the different places animals live on a place to call home, like beavers and birds, hermit crabs, honeybees, humpback whales, animals that live in the rainforest and underground, even a song about my dog, Rowdy. He likes to sleep on my head. Well, I think it's time for Jingle to close up for the day. Thanks for playing so many fun songs for us today, Jingle. We loved learning about the animals and their habitats. Everybody say, bye, Jingle. Bye, Jingle. Yep, Jingle's all closed up for today. But Jingle and I will be back again next time. We hope you'll come play with us every weekday. Right here on Jump 105.3 at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, if you ever miss the live stream, you can find our podcast anytime at danasmusicplayground.com. We hope you'll come visit us there and also on Facebook at Dana's Music Playground. Well, that's it for today. Jingle and I will see you soon. Come back and play another day at Dana's Music Playground. Bye-bye for now.